All right, this is your man Sir Earl coming at you with another podcast. It's my World One podcast. Today is Sunday, May 24th. Tomorrow everybody will be celebrating Memorial Day. Remember that it's a day that we honor the veterans and, you know, the people in the military for keeping America safe. It's not about getting drunk and barbecues and all this other stuff. It's about honoring those veterans. I know my brother spent 20 plus years in the Marines. My cousin, before he passed, he was in the Marine for 7 years. His sister Vonda, she's still in the Army, has been there almost, you know, 25-30 years. My ex-wife was in the military. She just retired last year. So I have a lot of people in the military family, and I do understand the sacrifices that these people make because they signed up for it. So, yeah, I definitely want to give honor to those people in the armed forces for tomorrow, which is Memorial Day. It's all about them. It's not about us, okay? So I'll go on with my podcast, and one of the things that I wanted to discuss, and it was one of the topics that I had said that I would never, it's three things that you never discuss: sex, religion, or politics, okay? I had a fourth one today. I usually don't get on the topic of race, but there's been a couple of things that has been said to me on my way over the years that just, it just honestly pisses me the fuck off, you know what I mean? Excuse my language on this podcast, but it makes me extremely frustrated because, you know, regardless of what you call it, you have blacks, you have African Americans, you have Negroes, and then you have niggas, okay? We call them, fuck the N-word. I mean, it's really, you know, no one says, hey, you're N-word. They'll call you nigga, okay? So you have different levels of it. And one of the things that I've been inundated with was that when I first moved from Inglewood, which when I lived in Inglewood, I was a nigga. I stole, I robbed, I back and forth to jail. I was having kids by the age of 14. I was definitely a product of my environment. So that ignorant level, I was it 100%. So I am surprised at how trying to make positive changes within my life are always ridiculed by the black community, people that's closest to you, family, friend, stuff like that. You know, my mom moved me and her basically to the suburbs. I was probably in my 20s, and according to the people that was left there, I mean, where I come from on 57 Elizabeth, you have generations. I mean, these people have been living there 40, 50, 60 years in the same house. When they move down the street. You know, they stay in a neighborhood their whole life. That's all they know. So when we decided to move, to the suburbs, we moved to the suburb of Hillcrest when in my 20s, and I was called a sellout because we decided to move. Okay, so that was the first time I was called a sellout, was hinted that Earl sold out. He ain't real no more. He ain't from the hood, which is crock shit. At one point, I was the most niggerous of niggas there was when I was down there doing the dirt that I was doing and being a part of everything that's negative down there. I was considered a real nigga, okay? But when I moved, I sold out. I can only imagine now, and I hear it, you know, I'm in an interracial relationship. My wife was born and raised in Japan. And because I am in an interracial relationship and I don't date a black woman, although I was married to one, we were married 12 years. We probably dated well over 20. I've been knowing her my whole life. I'm a sellout because I don't have a black woman. I chose to sell out my race of a black queen and marry and become involved with someone of another culture. So in that instance, I sold out by race of people, the ladies, the black queens that sold them out for another race, which to them, black men go to those women because they're weaker and they're not as strong. No, they just don't nag and bitch as much. That's the whole thing. I don't know what it is with this with the black race, but when you feel you get a degree and you work, you no longer have to be a woman. You no longer have to be a wife. You no longer have to do the things, the typical roles that are parlayed within a household. So I guess to you, you figure that excludes you from all that. And you know, if you are a woman of color and you can't get a man, look in the mirror. It's because of you. It ain't because they choose to go someplace else. It's because of you. And if more people, if more black women looked in the mirror and understood that, then you probably wouldn't be losing your man to other cultures. No one likes the bitch and the nagging and no sex in it and no cooking. No man likes that, okay? Regardless of what the hell you think. So that makes me a sellout. Now remember, I was a gangbanging, non-educated, going to jail, having kids, a 14-year-old ass nigga from the gutters of Inglewood. That's what I was before I decided to better myself. So moving to the suburbs made me a sellout. Interracial relationship made me a sellout. And the other day we were at work, and one of the clients, black guy, asked me, do you know of Uncle Joe's? I said, no. I mean, I don't eat a lot of different fast food. I hate spicy food also. Never had a taste for it. And he said, you don't know Uncle Joe? He said, you know, you don't eat your chicken. I said, I haven't probably in about 30 years, but I've tasted jerk chicken before because I had clients that owned, she was from Jamaica, and she had a restaurant that's what they made, jerk everything. Jerk chicken is really, really spicy to me. So is a lot of other things. I don't eat hot sauce. I don't eat greens. I don't eat all of watermelon. I don't eat none of that stuff. But not eating, and what he told me was, you know, because I don't follow that type of diet of eating those things that's not good for you. Remember, I'm a bodybuilder also. I lost my black card. That's what he told me. Okay, so, and then I had another gentleman who I'm training him, and I see all these singles. He had about $400 or $500 worth of singles. And I'm like, what is this? You know, he said, oh, I'm going to the strip club tonight. And my comment was, well, I've probably been in two times to a strip club in my life, and both one of the times the friend of mine was having a bachelor party, so I went to support for him, and the second time the same guy tricked me into going to a strip club, told me we were going out, and wound up going to a strip club. So those were the only two times I've ever in my life been in a strip club, because I don't have anything against people that strip or guys that enjoy it. That's your choice. I don't interfere with people's choices. Just for me, it makes no sense to give my money to some woman who, you know, rubs on my crotch and sits on my lap and then do it to 15, 20 other guys. You know what I mean? It's just not a special treatment to me. And some guys, and it's like I told this guy, and he really got mad. I was like, I've seen your wife. I understand why you go to the strip club. It's an upgrade. For me, it's a downgrade. I think I have made a pretty good choice in who I wanted to marry and spend the rest of my life with. So therefore, I don't need that type of stimulation to make me feel complete. But once again, as he told me, I lost my black card. So according to this, if I don't live in a hood that I risk my life every time I walk out the door, if I don't eat the shit that gives me high blood pressure, diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, and all that crap that comes along with the diet that a lot of African Americans follow or blacks follow, if I don't go to strip clubs, if I don't eat spicy food, if I don't chase women, all of those things, if I don't do those things, I'm not considered black. I'm considered trying to be something else. Well, I'm trying to be the best me that I could be, and those things don't interest me. So I would turn it around and I would say, maybe you need to look at yourself. If you're fitting into the stereotype of those things, that's what other races see us as. And you're telling me because I don't do those things, I'm not black. Well, you know, from the time I was 6 when I moved to Inglewood to the time I was 22, 23, when I was the type of guy that you never wanted to see walking down the street because I was involved with gangs. I did carry guns, which that's a whole other story. Back then, you couldn't carry guns or smoke weed or should go to jail because they were illegal. But now, all of a sudden, the government think it's a great idea to carry concealed weapons and sell marijuana, make it legalized. So that's a whole nother podcast. But at the time, I was considered one of those niggas that you did not want to run across because I had that ghetto mentality. I mean, I never went to high school. I never went to college. And my answer to a lot of solutions was violence. So with that, with eating Leon's barbecue every night, with walking around carrying a gun, shooting people, being shot at, with going to jail, with all those things, oh, I'm accepted now. Okay, so what does that say that if I'm doing a bunch of bullshit, living this life that is so typical of what people think of our race, then my race will accept me. I'm black then. If I don't, I'm a sellout. You know, I think when your own race ridicules you for wanting to do something more positive with your life, I think that's a goddamn shame. I think more people should, more blacks should start to feel they want to better their lives and do something different with their lives and live a more positive life and try to create wealth and try to create businesses and try to educate our kids and break this vicious cycle of poverty that we all live in and do something with your life or live in a place that, you know, you can inspire and give hope. Because I grew up with no inspiration, no hope, no father, none of that. But because I choose to take that and flip it around and try to do all the things that I know will do something positive in my life, then I'm a sellout. So I find it very odd that the same guy who said, because I don't eat jerk chicken, that I ain't black, this asshole got high blood pressure. You know what I mean? Maybe you shouldn't be eating jerk chicken either. Blood pressure and a big old gut. And now maybe you should be doing it. When I decided to open up my business, because I opened up something that focused on the health and wellness of clientele, black and white, it was not your typical black-owned business. I was called a sellout then too. So maybe I should have opened a rib joint, barbershop, hair salon, you know, something like that. That's more of what we do as people, and that's more acceptable because just like we expect Arabs to own grocery stores, we expect black people to own barbershops and rib joints because that's all we're good for. Well, I felt in my life I'm good for something else besides the typical eating, thinking, business-wise, all those things that I guess, you know, to them, it's not acceptable. To me, it's everything. My life is great how it is. So, you know, with that, I just wanted to share that. And it's one of the things, you know, people have different names. And trust me, there are different levels to being African-American, black, Negroes, and niggas. It's a total different level. Niggas is ignorant shit. And a lot of black folks don't even want to be around niggas, okay? So you will not catch me saying the N-word. So if this was offensive to anybody, I don't really give a shit. It's what I wanted to get out, and it's what I wanted to say, and it's what I believe in. We need to change our way of thinking and start looking at things in a way that it creates positivity within our life, within our race, within our community. And then maybe we'll start doing different things where we're not pigeonholed and stereotyped that when you go jogging down the street, they think you're a burglary suspect and shoot your ass. Okay? You know, if we want to change, we have to start change. We're constantly looking for the government to do something for us. We first got to do something for ourselves. So this is your man, Sir Earl. That's just one of the thoughts that I had. I want everybody to check out my YouTube channel on Wednesday or Thursday. We launch great interviews. I have an interview coming up with Ken McGill, who is a 15-year NBA veteran. He's now the current announcer of the Bulls basketball. So I want everybody to go to their YouTube, check out their interview, and subscribe. I'm really trying to get my YouTube numbers up. We are starting to have some great interviews. We're going to have mayors and politicians and basketball players and football players and bodybuilders. We're going to have some great things coming your way. So I need that support of going on. And like I said, just, you know, subscribe, watch the interviews, listen to the podcast on YouTube, and let's build this world nation for a stronger and stronger and stronger tomorrow. So until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl, and I'm out of here. Peace.